Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
It's John Cook with you this evening, and my next guest is a retired US Army colonel who spent decades studying pain relief for war veterans. With an estimated 100,000 Ukrainians suffering war-related amputations since Russia's invasion, Dr. Stephen Cohen, professor of anesthesiology at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, recently returned from Ukraine, where he helped launch a groundbreaking study on post-amputation pain. Dr. Cohen, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. You might tell me a little bit more about yourself before your research, if that's okay, and your background. You're a retired US Army colonel, as I said, and vice chair of research and pain medicine.
That's correct. I'm a retired colonel. I have joint appointments at Northwestern in many departments and also Walter Reed. I have a son in the Army. I run lots of clinical trials, and I'm the president-elect of ASRA, which is the largest pain organization in the United States.
When did you first travel to Ukraine? And tell me about your reaction or your first impressions, the scenes you were met with there.
I went at the end of April, and I threw basically Orthodox Easter in May. And I went to help educate the people there and treat patients. So I chaired the largest medical conference in the country, and we had several hundred attendees. We had renowned speakers from all over the world who participated virtually, so from every continent. There was even someone from Israel who was deployed and spoke from a combat support hospital. And I had thought that I would basically, you know, help with education because they had asked me, and then seeing patients. But I think the conference inspired many of the doctors to be interested in research. So to ask, you know, are what we doing the right thing? Is this working? And so I have a bunch of different projects with Ukrainian doctors, both studies that they're going to start, so randomized trials, looking at, treatments that we're doing here, so involving many different sites, and seeing if what they're already doing to treat pain is working.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about that study and those involved, those who were injured in the war and needed amputation.
So they were doing in the Kyiv region and then in some other regions something called hydrodissection, when a limb is amputated, they cut major nerves, the sciatic nerve, the femoral nerve, some other nerves, and the cut nerves can be very painful. So they form kind of this disorganized cluster of nerve endings that can spontaneously fire and cause pain. And people can get pain in the stump or residual limb and pain in the phantom. And there's lots of different reasons that people can get phantom pain. The brain, which is used to receiving all these signals from the amputated limb, no longer receives these signals, so it starts to reorganize and it starts to change, and sometimes that can be maladaptive. And the nerve endings, these neuromas, can scar down, they can be entrapped, they can not have enough blood supply, they can be firing spontaneously, sending pain signals. Mm-hmm. And so what hydrodissection does, what they're doing is they look under ultrasound, which is very simple. Most doctors can do ultrasound, and they would find the cut nerve endings, so the neuromas, and they would inject very high volumes of fluid to kind of wash out all the inflammatory molecules and the calcifications that happen and break up the fibrotic scar tissue.
You mentioned the mental health impacts as well. It sounds very distressing, obviously, for the people you have treated. But you're pleased to report your outcomes in terms of helping people through their physical pain.
So what we found was that so we compared people who just got hydrodissection plus opioids to people who got opioids only, and they could stay on their regular medications. And the pain relief with the hydrodissection plus opioid group was greater than in the people who just received opioids. And the effect was stronger for residual limb pain, so pain in the amputated stump rather than phantom pain, but it worked for both. At 4 weeks, both were significantly less mm-hmm. in the group that got hydrodissection, but at 12 weeks, it was in the 12 weeks, it was only for the stump or residual limb pain. And we also found improvement in, you know, anxiety and depression at 12 weeks mm-hmm. and a decrease in opioids.
I know you're heading back to Ukraine this spring, and congratulations on your work to date. We've been talking a lot about Ukraine and whether there's an end in sight to the war, the Russian invasion there. What do you make of comments by the U.S. President Donald Trump in recent days?
Well, I have a personal stake because I have friends there now and people that I've treated, and we have studies. And I think that, you know, we as Americans should be supportive of the Ukrainian people and their, you know, and the doctors who are treating all of these injured service members who are really heroes mm-hmm. defending their.
It's where we leave it for now. My thanks for your time this evening, and I wish you well on your return to Ukraine in the coming months. Dr. Stephen Cohen, retired US Army Colonel and Vice Chair of Research in Pain Medicine at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Back very shortly with weather and news.